Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
What's the matter?
Adrian Wojnarowski, who knows everything about everybody in the NBA, sources, Philadelphia is waiting on medical information on Markelle Fultz, but deep into talks on acquiring Boston's number one overall pick. Boston would acquire Sixers' number three overall pick in 2017 and package to include future firsts from Sixers, sources say. Oh, no. Deal talks are far enough along that Fultz could be on his way to Philadelphia for a meeting Saturday. That's tomorrow.
That's frustrating.
Truthfully, it was one of the reasons I brought this up earlier. We had a source, quote unquote, and I certainly wasn't confident enough to go with the source, who actually told us that he overheard Celtics management talking about a possible deal with Philadelphia involving the number three pick. And it's why I brought up the whole thing. Now, I thought there was going to be a player coming back. Apparently, it's the number three pick and a future
and
pick.
And another pick? I don't like that at all.
Oh, no.
And that's also if they
Who
like...
Who do they want?
And if they want Jackson, what if the Lakers take Jackson?
Now you're stuck
with... Like, there's no guarantee.
Stuck with Lonzo Ball.
You got Lonzo Ball. Unless you do, the trade until after.
Or Tatum. Somebody else.
Dale Arnold, Michael Holly, Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
The first report, I believe, was either Adrian Wojnarowski or Zach Lowe. One of those two guys was the guy who initially reported that the Celtics and Sixers are deep in talks involving the first overall pick in the draft. And obviously, Philadelphia has the third overall pick in the draft. Just so that you know what we're dealing with here, even Adrian Wojnarowski said there are no players involved. As he understands it, it is simply picks. Obviously, the third pick is the beginning of this. So that you know what Philadelphia has. They have two first-round picks next year. They have two first-round picks the following year. They have their own each of the next 2 years, obviously. They have the Lakers' first-round pick next year. And they have, I forget who the other one is. Is it the Kings, I think, the following year in 2019?
It's the Kings. They do have the Kings pick.
So what they have is their own each of the next 2 years. The Lakers next year, the Kings the following year. Now, Chris Mannix, tweeting out just moments ago, said Danny Ainge is a gambler, and the discussed Philly deal isn't done, but potentially passing on a talent like Fultz, that's a big risk.
Yeah, it is. Zach Lowe tweets, in current parameters, Boston would receive several picks. Several picks, he says. Let me just say that again. Boston would receive several picks and no players, sources say. Have to think number three would be involved, says Lowe. Now, Mark Stein tweeted, league sources tell Zach Lowe and me that the Sixers and Celtics are in serious talks on a trade involving the number one overall pick. So, as you said, a lot of people reporting this, but several picks kind of changes this thing a little bit, doesn't it? Because if you say, all right,
yeah, what are you going to do with all these picks? Do you have room for all these players?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have room for all of them last year.
And what it tells me is it's got to, based on their evaluation, they have got to see three guys that they absolutely love. I mean, I'm not talking about like. You got to love three of them. And it can't be, well, we really love one, but the other guys are pretty good. No. No, you got to see three based on your metrics, whatever metrics you're using. It's your team, and you don't have to think like everybody else, but you've got to find three players that you're in love with. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
So in 1993, that was the Chris Webber drafted number one year.
Yep.
They made the 1-3 swap.
And they gave up a ton.
They did. So for Chris Webber, they got Penny Hardaway, who was the third pick. So you swapped 1 and 3.
Yep.
And then they got the first round pick in 96, 98, and 2000. So three additional first round picks.
What if Danny was able to do to Philadelphia what he did to Brooklyn? What if he was able to turn the first overall pick into three first round picks? The third this year.
And then three
and
more
one each of the next 2 years.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty good because it's the Sixers. You know you're going to be talking about a lottery pick each of those years.
All right. That's great. But then we got to come back to, okay, that's great administrative work. That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
That's good value.
You know, you talked the bean counters are all over it. Great. Hey, administratively, you're checking out. Everything's clean. We're in the black. Everything's great. Now, what kind of player are you getting, though? At some point, you got to cash in. You got to get a star. Are you getting a star out of this? Or are you getting good value from future picks and a nice player? See, nice player season is over when you got Brooklyn's pick and that pick becomes a number one. So you got going back to his using his own words, he said, I know we have good players.
Yeah.
We need some great ones. Are you confident that you're coming away with a great one moving from 1 to 3?
You just had the third pick last year.
Yes.
Now I know that draft wasn't supposed to be as good as this draft.
Yeah.
But you have the first pick. I don't know why you'd want the third pick. And if it is Josh Jackson.
I was going to say, what if they like Josh Jackson a lot?
Okay, what if he goes number
possible,
two?
But, and I'll just play the game with you here. What if Philly really wants Lonzo Ball?
Okay, so Philly wants Lonzo Ball. So Lonzo,
well, the Lakers would take Fultz.
So Lonzo Ball?
I'm not sure, because supposedly they love Jackson.
Who, Philly?
Yeah. No, the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. So that.
What if you ended up.
So you're saying this is a gamble that Fultz will drop to
the three? He's sitting there at three. And you get a couple of other first-round picks in addition to that.
Like Michael said, those teams, if you're going to play that kind of game, you're going to be thrilled with any of those three players. Because if you're not, it's way too much of a gamble.
And let's just guess who the three are. I think the three. I don't think Tatum is in the mix. I don't think it's De'Aaron Fox either. I think it's these three
those
guys.
Three.
I think it's the two guards, Lonzo and Fultz and Josh Jackson.
But you know what that says to me? If it is Josh Jackson, and I know you should still just draft the best player that you think who's going to be the future star. And if they think it's Josh Jackson, then fine. But how does Josh Jackson fit into a team with Jaylen Brown, maybe Gordon Hayward, and to a lesser degree, Jay Crowder?
Maybe,
how does he fit in there?
This is, I would think you put one of those guys. Now, here's another domino effect. I think they look at either Jaylen or Josh Jackson as a two now. So now you're talking about a big two, and now you're talking about, hey, is Smart on the move? Is Bradley on the move? You're looking at your two guards because you got you theoretically have, let's say it's Jackson. Jackson's your two.
He's 6'8".
Yeah, a 6'8", two.
Going big.
Yeah.
Going big lineup.
6'8", two.
If anything, he'd be a four in the NBA.
Or you put him at three and say Jaylen.
Okay.
I don't see Jaylen as a two, but all right, let's say.
I don't know if either one is a good enough shooter
for
that.
And you still are interested in Gordon Hayward.
And maybe they know they can't, maybe they're not going to get Gordon Hayward. And well, that would be more,
They're more likely.
Griffin. Maybe that's why we're hearing Blake Griffin, because they're going to draft another small forward.
They're more likely not to get Hayward than, I mean, that's a.
Yeah, that's not a slam. That's not a guarantee
not
at
I mean,
all,
if,
by any means.
If Ainge is doing this, and look, there are enough sources now saying it that it does seem like it's pretty far down the road. If he is doing this, this sort of has a Patriots feel to it, doesn't it?
They would, because everybody's
trade down, get more picks, but in the NBA, don't you eventually? I mean, When was the last time the Celtics had the first overall pick? And we were talking about this.
1950, I think?
Yeah, they finally have it. And they go, nah, you know what? Let's get more.
It might be tough for Philly to pass on Markelle Fultz. It's going to...
But if you're Philadelphia and you're trusting the process and all of that, would you trade your next two or three first-round picks for Fultz or just take Jackson or Ball? Like, if Philly needs everything. They literally, yeah, but, they, but they have Simmons and Saric, and that's it.
But they're not guaranteed to get Ball or Fultz.
But they're
three.
Guaranteed to get Jackson.
See, but I don't think they want him. They need
one of the two guards.
They want, and this is why.
Then take Fox.
It's clear to me that they are going to take a guard. That's what they need.
They should. They haven't had one in forever.
They've got, then take
Fox. Trade down and grab Fox.
And here's the other risk of a trade. Philadelphia is in the Eastern Conference. And you're giving them back-to-back number one picks. Think about that.
They're going to have Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, Joel Embiid, Dario Saric.
Saric, who's terrific. I love Saric.
You know what? And now the way you think of it, now they have to put it all together. And I was just saying a moment ago, hey, you know all those picks are going to be in the lottery. Well, if you're talking about pick like in 2020 and 2022, there's no guarantee that's a lottery pick by then.
Man.
Next couple of years, sure, but not after that.
Michael, with your trio at the top, as you were saying, and I don't disagree with you, let's play it out. Philly goes and gets Markel Fultz. They love him.
Yeah.
The Lakers and several West Coast sources have said this.
They take Josh Jackson.
Does he take Lonzo Ball?
He better want him. You better want him. If you're gonna trade from one to three, there's a possibility.
Or what you do is you take Fultz because you still like Fultz. Well, no, that's not...
No, I'm saying he's gone.
No, but if you draft him at one, you don't do the trade till after. Because you remember, the Magic technically drafted Chris Webber. And then Sean Bradley went two, Penny went three, and then they could do the switch. But then again, if that's the guy that you want, but you can't mess around. Like, say they only like two guys, but they know the value there. Then you have to say, well, contingent on the Lakers taking Ball, we'll make the trade.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, they could do that. Or maybe they look at Tatum as that third. I don't see it, though.
Oh, God.
I don't see it.
I thought this was going to be kind of uneventful, honestly. I thought a week from Thursday, they're going to go in there, they're going to go draft Markel Fultz, and we're going to talk about the offseason. This is definitely...
All of a sudden, it became eventful.
It has.
Dale and Holly with Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEF.
The third pick in this year's draft goes to... the Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the Los Angeles Lakers. And that means that the number one pick in the 2000 NBA draft goes to the Boston Celtics.
Normally this time of day, we'd be doing Final Drive. We're going to talk basketball right up till the end of the show here. Final Drive, though, is co-sponsored by ARS Restoration Specialists. Regardless of the season, a disaster can hit your commercial, residential, or medical facility at any time. Get an ARS disaster plan in place. Make sure your clients, employees, or tenants are protected. Learn more at arsserve.com. It's also co-sponsored by Cars for Kids. Donate your car and help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Jeff Goodman, who we had on the show and who told us Fultz was clearly the first overall pick in the draft, tweeted out just moments ago, he talked to another NBA exec who said the disparity from 1 to 4 is as close as it's been in years. Maybe it's as simple as Danny saying, you know what, it really doesn't matter to me. Any one of these three. I mean, I'll take any one of the three, and if I can get an extra first-round pick or an extra two first-round picks and take a guy I'd be happy with anyway, why wouldn't you do it?
I just look at the roster right now and you say you've had all these picks, you've had to get rid of picks, you have to store picks overseas, and not, you know, second rounders, talking about first round guys, that you have a lot of young players on this team. So unless, you know, maybe it makes more sense, maybe you get the Sixers picks and then you use those to acquire another player. But eventually you're going to have too many of these young guys if you have them on your team that it doesn't make. I'd rather have the one player. Now, who knows how crazy the Sixers get?
Well, just maybe they don't think that Fultz is that different from Josh Jackson.
You know, it's pretty interesting, though. It's pretty interesting what you just said there.
It usually is.
Sometimes more than others, but...
Well, this is particularly interesting.
Okay, all right, yeah, what I said.
You get all those players, and then you go to New Orleans and say, now...
look at all these picks.
What do you say? How you doing?
Yeah.
What's up?
You call them up just like that.
How you doing?
They're like, okay.
You know.
They're like, Danny Ainge is
calling. Don't answer. Hey, we don't want to get fleeced.
Think you're asking for a date.
Be like one of those 1970s players. Hey, my name is Danny. What's your sign? How you doing?
Like, is this the Celtics?
Would you say to New Orleans, how about Anthony Davis now? I'll give you a bunch for Anthony Davis. Now, New Orleans would be seriously tempted to do that if you've got the number three pick and you've got future picks from Philly.
Yeah, it has to be a part of something bigger.
Now, that would be tough to resist.
It would be.
Where you're not just talking about a lottery pick or two lottery picks. Let's say you're talking about three of them.
And you can have the choice of Jackson or Jaylen Brown even. Pick one of those guys.
Yeah.
We'll keep one. You keep one. You get one. You get however many draft picks.
So you say to the Sixers, you know, we'll flip the picks this year.
Then you take their picks and just run with them.
Next year, we get your higher. Either your pick or the Lakers pick. Whichever one is higher, we get. And then...
And a pick in 2020.
That's whatever you do after that.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have Brooklyn's pick next year, which you think is going to be high.
Because there's a precedent for this.
Yes.
The precedent, and Keith just told you what it is.
Weber Penny.
That would be a draft pick. That would be all fresh guys, all guys who haven't played in the NBA. Whereas the last time the number one pick was traded without that guy playing, okay, that's Andrew Wiggins who hadn't played, but Kevin Love had already been in the league, so that kind of balances out a little bit.
So had Anthony Bennett. He had been in the
league. Are you sure about that?
I think he was.
Now, right. Remember you just
want
said
me to give
couple...
you another piece to the puzzle?
Yeah,
yes, please.
Let's hear it.
There's a guy named Adam Zagoria.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
He's got a blue check mark, by the way.
He's legit, then.
He's a basketball follower, I'll put it that way. He said the Celtics could also be acquiring more first-round picks to deal for Jimmy Butler. Per league source.
Oh, stop. Get out of here.
No.
Jimmy Butler.
You can do better than that.
Okay.
He's a good player.
All right.
Good player.
All right.
Shoot higher than that.
Okay. Aim high, Willis.
You're shooting
aim
that down.
Aim high.
They have enough right now to get Jimmy Butler. Now, I guess maybe they don't want to give it all up, but.
Yeah, they don't
I was
want to
really
give it
getting
up.
Excited about Fultz. Like, you know how you watch Zizic highlights and you watch Mo Bamba? I've been watching a lot of Fultz, and I am in. Unfortunately, didn't get to see him really play much at all at Washington this year. Either the team wasn't on or he was hurt when they were playing or whatever it was. But I'm sold on him. And so this is kind of frustrating.
So according to Wojo, the Sixers are just waiting for the medicals. He says, Philadelphia waiting on medical information on Fultz, but deep into talks on acquiring. And was it Wojo who said Fultz could actually be on his way to Philly?
Tomorrow.
For tomorrow, to talk with him tomorrow.
Then you get the Lakers there. They're saying, well, we can screw this up for you. Like, unless you like all three players, if it's just Philly says we want Fultz and it's the Celtics saying we want Jackson, because I don't think it's a guarantee that the Lakers take Lonzo Ball.
Right.
Even though his dad wants him there.
Not a guarantee.
So they could throw everything off.
Philadelphia could also, you know, the whole getting medicals on Fultz, and maybe they go out and they take Lonzo themselves. Lonzo, number one pick after all. Going
they
to Philly.
That'd be great.
Sam Amick, NBA Insider USA Today, says Celts are all in. Checking physicals, poised to give number one for package centered on number three.
Ooh. It just kind of goes through me. I feel kind of sick until I need details.
I need details.
I don't feel good.
It's going to be a long ride home for
I
you,
don't
Michael.
Feel good. I'm so off.
You had so talked yourself into Markelle Fultz.
I'm so off today, fellas. I'm going to let the pug sleep in the bed tonight.
You should.
I'm going to let the pug sleep in the
it's
bed.
It's comforting, I think.
Everkeef's coming up next.
Yes.
A lot of basketball talk, I would
all
think.
All basketball, absolutely.
And that's coming up in just a few minutes.
Night terror tonight. Night terror. I got a night terror.
Some night terror as well. You guys have a great weekend. Michael, happy Father's Day to you. Enjoy the day with
happy
your kids.
Happy Father's Day to
happy Father's
everybody.
Day, both you guys.
All
appreciate
those fathers
it.
Out there who are standing up doing the right thing. Love you guys. Respect you.
We
happy
do.
Father's Day.
Everkeef's coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.